It's Edward Goldman with R-Talk on KCRW. Since 2012, the Hammer Museum has been organizing ambitious biennial exhibitions made in LA. Last week, the museum unveiled its fourth and most adventurous edition. After visiting 200 Los Angeles studios, museum curators chose 33 artists ranging in age from 20s to 90s. There is a remarkable diversity among these artists, including their gender, racial, and ethnic backgrounds. I spent 2 hours working through the exhibition, and I still hardly scratched the surface of the plethora of paintings, drawings, sculptures, photographs, and videos. There are also a variety of performances scheduled in the 3 months' duration of this exhibition. Of course, I am planning to see this exhibition several more times and to learn more about the artist, many of whom are new for me. What appealed to me from the start is the fact that most of these artists came to work in Los Angeles from the four corners of the world. Yes, Los Angeles is a unique cultural magnet. I remember how, several years ago, a smart art aficionado said to me, "Do you know, Edward, that now Los Angeles is to New York what New York used to be to Paris after World War II?" And now, my friends, let's go to the Skirball Cultural Center to celebrate Leonard Bernstein at 100. The exhibition illustrates the life of this great American composer and conductor with more than 150 objects, personal items, correspondences, music scores, costumes, furniture, and audio and video recordings. To my astonishment and delight, I learned that Bernstein toured the Soviet Union with the New York Philharmonic in 1959, at the height of the Cold War. Talk about cultural diplomacy. It shouldn't come as a surprise that Bernstein, the Renaissance man of American music, was also engaged in politics. There is a smartly designed poster for the Democratic National Convention in 1980 that was signed to Bernstein by the artists Peter Max and Senator Ted Kennedy. Now, let me ask you, are you with me, thinking that the score of West Side Story is your all-time favorite? I do remember seeing this 1961 film in Russia at a special screening in an opera house. I was stunned from the get-go. The music and choreography were so shocking and new to me. Maria, 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 I will never forget it. And while you are at Skirball, be sure to check out a small exhibition with a big bang. There are 2 eye-catching portraits of a young man from Israel's Ethiopian Jewish community. Their posture and demeanor bring to mind royal portraits from centuries ago, which is the trademark style of the artist Kehinde Wiley. Wiley is not only a winner of the MacArthur Genius Award, but also the artist who recently painted Barack Obama's official portrait for the National Gallery in Washington. Both portraits on display at the Skirball are on loan from Los Angeles private collector and artist Danny Furst. Our City of Angels is a treasure trove of art surprises. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.